Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on vowel sounds and overtone singing. And our intention is that you may be able to use your own voice to heal yourself or bring yourself into higher states of consciousness. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some things going on at the school. We've got next weekend, a week from Sunday, a week from tomorrow, we're doing an open house at the Institute, and that's from 1 to 6. It's a wide range of meditations and information, so even if you're not interested in classes, you're welcome to come and just enjoy the experience. We'll be putting people on sound tables and vibrating them into bliss and then peace. We also have we've got the summer intensive coming up, August 7th to the 19th, and that's 2 weeks straight of classes from 10 to 9:30, and it's half of the certificate program, and it's intensive, but we haven't lost a person yet. It's really powerful. You get in the zone and you go deeper and deeper. And it's a good overview. We've got about 8 different instructors that will be teaching through the 2 weeks. So if you can make it, you could still get a discount if you pay in full by Monday, this Monday. So that's happening. We also have our regular certificate program, which is 3 nights a week and some weekends starting September 6th. That goes for about 3.5 months. And that is the first semester of our associate degree program. We also have that program online. You can do the certificate program and the associate degree program online. And that's a couple of nights a week and then Saturday mornings. And that's with live instructors. Or you could actually do it by video, and we do a check-in every couple of weeks. So that's the sound healing program, certificate and associate at the Institute or online. We also have the sound healing audio production program. We've got it at the Institute starting September 6th, or you could actually take it online and you learn how to use your recording program, whether it's Pro Tools or Ableton Live or whatever you have, to create more powerful music or to create music in the first place. We actually do go through some music production as well, and it's works out really well because you can actually hear our what we're mixing on Pro Tools through Skype, and it works really well. You can also see our screen in real time. We've been doing it quite a while. I've written the number one selling book in the world in audio, so we've been teaching audio recording for about 20 years now, so we really have it down, if you're interested in that side of sound healing. So those are the main things happening. We also now have some new treatments in our sound therapy center. We're now doing a combination treatment, which is a bit of tuning forks, crystal bowls, and voice, and Tibetan bowls, and all in one session, and you can do an hour or hour and a half treatment, and we just started that. We've been doing each one of them separately, but we just made a combination treatment. We also do vibroacoustic therapy on the sound table. We do massage. We do treatments and assessments with the Nutra Energetic System. We do simotherapy treatments where we put sounds and frequencies right on your body with handheld speakers. We do root soul frequency entrainment, where we find your soul frequency. We do healing with the voice, with tuning forks. We do voice analysis, chakra treatments. And now we just added another treatment where we find your soul frequency, and then we create binaural beats to entrain your brain into specific brainwave states. And this is really good for ADD, ADHD, memory enhancement, learning disabilities, creativity enhancement, and sleep disorders. So full range of different treatments You can check it out at soundtherapycenter.com. Our regular website is soundhealingcenter.com, but the therapy, we now have a new URL to get directly to it at soundtherapycenter.com. We now have a lot of these treatments online. We do the root soul frequency assessment online. We do mental entrainment online. You have to have Skype, though, with a webcam. And then we now have a lot of simotherapy frequencies that you can order and then actually play the frequencies back through your external computer speakers. So there's a whole range of frequencies for a wide range of issues. Now, let's see if some of the issues we have you could actually do it for, let's see, for your heart, for your brain, for muscles, for nerves, and a full range of things that we have packets for now, where you can order the frequencies and play them through your speakers. Very powerful frequencies that have been researched really in detail, probably the most researched frequencies in the field of sound healing and sound therapy. Okay. So you can give me a call at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486. Or go to soundhealingcenter.com or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Okay, so today's show is on the voice, particularly on the vowel sounds and on overtone singing. We'll start with the vowel sounds, which are really powerful as opposed to consonants. The key component of a vowel sound is the fact that it's a consistent, pure note that is stable, as opposed to a consonant, which is just a little rhythmical blip. Vowel sounds, you can elongate the sound. Whereas consonants are just ta. You can create rhythms that can actually entrain people by doing ka, 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 ka. But generally, consonants do not give you that consistent tone. And the essence of a consistent tone is really what the higher emotions of compassion, gratitude, love, joy, even spirit and your soul are about. All of these emotions and these higher energies are a consistent tone. You can think about it in this way. Think about the last time you were really, really in love. You know the feeling where you just have this unbelievable feeling of peace and consistency. It's like you just feel like you're home. Well, that's the same as all of these other higher emotions. Love is a similar vibration in that it's really consistent, just like spirit is really consistent. And all of the vowels resonate this consistency. Because really the core, I've come to believe, after studying the field and what everybody is doing in the field for years now, I think the core component of higher consciousness is really simply consistency, stability. And you can resonate that so easily. That's why the Om is so powerful. Whenever you do anything consistently or hold any frequency consistently, it's really the definition of peace. It's really what peace is. Peace is not silence, because you can have silence that is really uncomfortable. It's really a silence that goes to a home note that is consistent. If you don't go to the home note, you can be hanging. You know, you go to a note that doesn't complete, and it leaves you hanging. So it does have to be a home note. If you're just doing one note, it's always a home note. But when you talk, you actually speak in a key. And so there's a note that your voice wants to go to, which is this note here in my voice. This note here. So if I tone that note here, then that resonates home consistently. And that energy resonates these higher levels of consciousness. It's the basic law of resonance. Whenever you have two vibrations that are similar, or two frequencies that are similar, they connect. It is even how it works in the quantum field, in quantum mechanics. It's called I'm blanking on the word. Not entrainment, but I'll think of it in just a second. It's the way we are connected within quantum physics. Entanglement is the word. Entanglement is really simply similar vibrations resonating together. And whenever there's two vibrations that resonate together, the same energy, they connect, but they also create a resonant field between the two frequencies. So when we tone a vowel, we're creating this resonant field with higher states of consciousness. But when you add intention to resonate these higher states of consciousness, it's even way more powerful. But you don't need to. If you are ever in a stressful situation, it's easy just to tone a vowel in your head and bring yourself back to stability and consistency. Often the world around us is not stable. There's really two main types of tension, although there's really quite a range of tense sounds. There's really two or three main ones. The first one is distortion, and it's like this. You know, it's hard to do distortion. Distortion is like, it's horrible. It's a horrible sound, and it's really not a consistent sound. It's a sound that's actually technically jumping around between frequencies. It is not a consistent tone at all. The other sound that we, probably the worst or the most common one that we come across around us, and even inside us, inside our brain as well, is scatteredness. The sound is like this. It happens in our brains, it happens with our emotions, and it happens with people and noise all around us all the time, not to mention cell phones and electricity. Electricity in the walls is really unstable. It's going like this. It's actually actually 60 cycles that's doing this. Sixty cycles is not a bad frequency. I mean, it's really resonates very well for the root chakra, but it's so inconsistent in our homes, so we're like thrown off by it surrounding us all the time. In Europe, it's way more consistent, and it could be why Europeans seem to be a little more grounded or a little more consistent. Could be very well the reason, actually. There are units you can buy that can actually clean up the electricity going in your home so you don't have this inconsistency surrounding you all the time. But, you know, God, I mean, there's like other frequencies, all the electromagnetic frequencies and cell phone frequencies and even the frequencies from, you know, simply the phone, you know, if you've got a wireless phone going. Or, you know, what's the worst frequency of all in the home that throws off your consistency? Number one, the absolute worst, is dimmers. Dimmers on lamps. Unless you got a really expensive dimmer, which costs normally about $500 just for the dimmer. We used to have some in our recording studios that I bought. Then if this light is halfway up or partially up or down, it creates this massive electromagnetic field that completely engulfs the whole room. I mean, it's huge, unbelievably huge, so much that in the recording studio you can't even have them because the electromagnetism goes into the mixing board through the air and actually causes a buzz in the mixing board. So you can't even have a dimmer in the recording studio unless you get those really expensive ones. It's the worst. It's the worst. The only problem is we love dimmers. We just love dimmers. I mean, they're so romantic. They're so nice for creating a mood, you know, but they're horrible. They're way worse than cell phones. Okay. So consistency is what it's all about. Now, in the vowels, there are a full range of vowel sounds you can do. First of all, the most calming vowel sound is oo. Oo. So let's do an oo for a second. Join in and do an oo. Oo. Now, do the ooh with the intention of calming your entire nervous system perfectly. Ooh. Nice. There's actually another vowel that might even be more calming than ooh, but it's not technically a vowel. It should be called a vowel, but it's not called a vowel. And that is mmm. Mmm is almost more calming than ooh. Try an mmm. It's just a hum, a soft hum. Mmm. The next vowel sound that's the second most calming, a little more activating, is O. O. Notice that it's quite different, the feeling you get from O, than oo. It's not quite as calming. O versus oo. O. Then we have a perfect balance of calming and activating, and that is the ah sound. The ah sound, of course, is also often associated with the heart chakra, and it's also, a lot of people say it is about moving energy outward from the body, whereas ooh is and mm is more bringing energy in. Okay, so try an ah. 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 Then we have E-H. It's more activating than calming. Then the most activating sound of all, the most activating E sound or vowel sound is E. E. I have a song that I want to play, and I invite you to tone along with this. You can try different vowels, or you can even do a sweep from one vowel to another. It's really, really cool and fun to do an oo that transforms, goes from oo to o to a to e to e smoothly. Like this. And then you can do it backwards. Okay, so as I play this song, play with the different vowels. Or just choose one and tone that one. The intention of this song is bringing the perfect balance of the divine masculine and feminine into the planet and into yourself. And everybody that's toning this on this song was practicing doing this song with 100% focus of the balance of divine masculine and feminine. Even when I played the music, we all sat in a circle. They all sat around me while I was playing the keyboard, holding this intention. So while you're toning this, hold the intention of the perfect balance of divine masculine and feminine inside you. And on the planet. Okay? It's about an 8-minute song, maybe 9. So enjoy as well. Thank you. course, when you tone vowel sounds, you're actually also resonating specific organs in your body, not to mention just getting your blood flow and getting your lungs working, which is really good for you. It can get you really high as well. So when you do this sweep of vowel sounds, you can often get the harmonics to come out. In our voice and in just about every sound there is, the sound is made up of multiple frequencies. These are called harmonics. If I do a ah, you might say, if we had a keyboard, you might say, oh, you're singing an A. But the truth is, I'm actually singing about 20 notes at once. I'm singing an A at a higher octave. I'm singing a D. I'm singing all these different notes that are a full range of notes called harmonics. And they are all mathematical multiples of the original A that I'm singing. So if the A I'm singing is like, you know, 110 hertz, then the harmonics are going to be 220 hertz, 330, 440, 550, and so on. And this is the way it is in just about all sounds. All sounds are simply just sounds that are made up of multiple frequencies, all related to the root or fundamental frequency by way of mathematical multiples. So when you move your mouth or tongue in specific ways, you can actually resonate the harmonics. And what you're actually doing when you resonate them is you're matching the distance between parts of your mouth to the wavelength of the harmonic. Normally what you're doing is matching the distance between the tongue and the roof of the mouth, so it matches the wavelength of the frequency of the harmonic. And when you match it, it actually, when you, the distance is perfect, it will actually turn up the volume of that harmonic so you hear it. Let me give you an example. Hear those higher notes? Let me do it for a bit longer. Those are the harmonics that are naturally in my voice already. I'm simply making them louder by getting the tongue just the right distance between the tongue and the roof of the mouth. Now, there are different techniques you can do to actually bring out these harmonics. The first one is to do what we were doing before, and that is to go through all of the vowel sounds really slowly. So like this. Ooh. Let me do it a higher pitch. Sometimes when you do a higher pitch, it's easier to get them to come out. So going through the different vowels extremely slowly can get them to come out. There's a lot of other words you can use to get the harmonics to come out as well. One really good one is NER. You start by getting, this is a technique from Jonathan Goldwyn, you get the the N sound going first. Mm, and really resonate it through the nose. N, N, N. Mm, or you can do it higher. And then you add an E sound. So you have N. So you very slow as you can ever handle, transition from the N to the E sound. Because it's right in the transition, right in the middle of the transition, where the actual harmonics happen. And then you can add the oo sound or a sound. It's made in the back of the throat. So you bring the sound from the front of the mouth with the R sound. Actually, you do the R after the E, and then bring it to so it's N, E, R, and then back to E. So it's fun is Oreo, or E-O. You can do it this way. Multiples, 1 × 2 × 3 × 4 × and so forth, is the same as the distance between the planets. It's also the same in the weight of each vertebrae. Each vertebrae gets heavier and heavier to the same mathematical formula as the harmonics that we're playing with here. It's also evident in the distance between electron shells in the nucleus, around the nucleus of each atom. It's also found at the quantum level at different energy levels. And Fabian Mamon says that it's also found in the frequency of each aura. So when you do overtone singing, you're really connecting to everyone else on the planet through the quantum field and through this mathematical structure to the whole universe. So not only when you do vowels, not only are you creating this consistency and stillness, but you're also connecting to the whole universe when you bring out the overtones as well. I want to play another song, and this is a song for healing the planet. It's actually about healing Japan, but it's our intention was about really healing the people on the planet and healing the water on the planet. So with that intention, tone along and play with your overtones and connect with everyone in the universe in peace, harmony, and stillness. This is Healing Japan and Healing the Planet. peace and stillness is a frequency humming. You can find these songs on the CD Holding Frequency, if you might be interested, on our site. So, once again, the key now is to practice this, if you like. Play with these vowels. Play with this overtone singing. And whenever you come across any inconsistent frequency around you or in your head, you don't even have to do it out loud. You can tone these vowels inside your head. So may you find this stillness, consistency, and peace also connected to gratitude, compassion, universal love, joy, connection to spirit, connection to your soul, and oneness with all in the universe. May you find this peace and stillness through these sounds. And hold that frequency into the evening, through the rest of the weekend, through the week. Imagine holding it for months ahead. This stillness and peace. And then, even years ahead. And ultimately, lifetimes. Thanks for listening.